Let us now rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, we're continuing our prayers each week for partners in the community, and this week we're going to pray for Love, Inc. This week we're actually having a meeting. Ellen's going to meet with Love, Inc., and I think I'm going to be there too, to talk about ways that we can further our partnership here at Peace Lutheran Church. So we're going to pray for that. Also, other prayer concerns, we'll pray for the Holroyd family and have a moment of silence for that here at the church during that prayer. Also for Joe Worth, as he's in the hospital today, and also Rosanna. They're actually right next to each other in the hospital, rooms right next to each other. And Lisa McDonald will have surgery tomorrow, so we want to pray for her too this morning. Let's bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. For those who are marked with the sign of the cross and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that the children of God may hold forth the word of truth throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For Peace Lutheran Church, that we may see the great need for the truth of God's word in our local community, and then shine Christ's light in our neighborhoods, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For all who serve in positions of leadership in our government, along with those who serve in our armed forces, that our mighty fortress would protect them as they serve to protect our freedoms. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For all those with illness of heart, mind, and body. Lord, especially this day, we uplift Rosanna, and pray for and thank you for answered prayer already, and pray for her comfort now in the hospital, and for Joe Worth too, Lord, for the family that's coming together to make decisions and for potential treatments that he would have. Lord, also this day we pray for Lisa with her upcoming surgery on Monday, that the hands of those that are caring for her would be steady and that this surgery would be exactly what she needs. Lord, we also come before you with troubled hearts for the Holroyd family. Lord, we thank you for the gift of Tennille and the life she lived and the example she was to our church family, and for the sensitivity and loving kindness that she showed as a wife. Lord, help us to gather together as a family. Bring us closer together to care for this sweet and precious family, Byron, Samuel, and Jackson. And Lord, in this moment of silence, we uplift each individual here, uplifts the silent prayers that they have for them now. Lord, we also pray for those that are sick and recovering, for Gene Worth, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Sabina, Nancy, Joe, Mike, Haley, Kibby, Joel, Ava, Brian, Paul, Michelle, Susan, Farrell, Rob, Noel. Bless them, Lord, in the challenges that they have and give them hope, that they may be set free from their infirmities and rest in the healing presence of our Savior. For this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For these and all other concerns that we have, that as we bow before heaven's throne, we know that Christ alone brings our petitions before our loving Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we abide in your word. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up our hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. God's gift, his grace for you. All are invited. You may be seated.